AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year. Yet, far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carilion Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carilion Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, welcome in to the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard.
Yes, sir.
It's a funky flashback Friday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And man, what a show we have for you to wrap up the week. So much going on. NBA playoffs. We'll also talk with Russell Dorsey from Bally Sports. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, Mark Medina from NBA.com. He's another guy we'll, you know, get up on these NBA playoffs and talk some stuff. And Cousin Sal from the Extra Points Podcast Network. We'll talk with Cousin Sal as well. So much to do, so little time. Let me welcome in my partner for the day, Mr. Martin Weiss. What's up, Martin?
Rob Parker. Say hey, kid. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Say hey.
I'm saying, man, great to be here. Willie Mays' birthday. I mean, it's a good day. It's a good end. It's Friday, too. Weekend's almost over. You got playoff games again after not having games on yesterday. I'm
no
ready.
Doubt. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. Crank it, Don.
Is it what?
Say hey.
I'm like,
there you go. We're saying hey today. It's to say hey, kid.
Why did you why do you know you heard this? This is your alarm clock every morning. Why are you acting like you haven't heard this song in recent history? Come on.
I love this song. And happy birthday to one of the greatest players of all time. Some people believe he is the greatest, Willie Mays, who turned Martin Weiss 91 years old today. Willie Mays, who is the godfather of Barry Bonds. Of course, Barry's father, Bobby Bonds, was a great player for the San Francisco Giants and the Yankees. All right, so much to do. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer, as usual. Don Brown is in for Alex. He's our engineer. And Mr. Steve DeSager is on the updates. He's at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the show. Martin, let's get started. NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid is back, baby. And he's going to play game three. 76ers are down 0-2 to the Miami Heat as the series shifts to Philadelphia. And I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I'm thinking when we think of Embiid and him coming back and playing. And unfortunately, I wish I didn't always think this way, but I'm always thinking like teams are rushing players back, that they might not be really ready to come back. We've seen guys come back and get hurt. Embiid has been hurt a lot, Martin, in his career.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, down 0-2, is this good? You know, of course you want to try to win the series. Without Embiid, it looks like it's almost impossible. James Harden isn't the same guy. Is Doc Rivers pushing the envelope? We saw Kevin Durant come back earlier. Remember that? We thought that was a mistake, and it wound up being, as he got hurt, coming back early. I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope Embiid is really fully ready to play. And we saw Anthony Davis. Remember a couple of years right. When he came out and played? And that was a mistake. The Lakers, somehow he was cleared by team doctors, and he hobbled around for about 5 minutes and then realized he couldn't play.
I'll say I want to look at these as in general as a case-by-case basis. And with Embiid, I don't know. He's got the hurt thumb, and he's an eye socket fracture.
I don't know.
But I hear what you're saying. The eye socket. This sounds frightening. I mean, if I broke my eye socket, there's no way I'm staying inside for days. Right? I'm not going to go play a basketball game. But that's me. But it's not like he has a sprained ankle that could then eventually twist a knee. Like, it doesn't seem to be that those injuries could then travel and get worse outside of the initial injury. With that being said, though, this to me is the biggest indictment on, I mean, your front office, your head coach, and James Harden. Because the only chance that the Philadelphia 76ers have in this series to win a game is if Joel Embiid comes back and does something, you know, miraculous, right? Like gargantuan. They have to do something. I mean, the way that they have gotten handled in the first two games of this series. And Rob, you know, they say a series hasn't started until the road team wins a game. Well, were you picking the 76ers before tonight, before you knew Embiid was going to play? Absolutely not. Nobody in the world was. This has every lineup for a sweep. But that's why you ended up trading Ben Simmons for James Harden. So if Joel Embiid goes down, you're supposed to be able to buoy a game or two. Right? You're supposed to be able to win a game if Joel Embiid has a bad game or can't play for some reason. Now, however, they traded the guy who wasn't – they got – I mean, it's just – the idea that, I mean, they would be better right now if they had Seth Curry and Andre Drummond just doing everything they're doing right here, right now. So the Simmons trade backfired on them. Doc Rivers coming in and saying Embiid's got to, I mean, not saying, he's obviously not saying Embiid's got to go like, you know, snapping the whip and making a play. But the idea that there's no curveball coming out of Doc Rivers, because the fastball has been getting knocked out of the park the first two games. There's no curveball coming out of that coaching huddle to try to throw the Miami Heat off. That's why I say that's the biggest indictment on me. And Vabee wants to play. I mean, he's a tough guy. Like he's like you said, he's been hurt a lot, and he seems to be the type of guy, if he can play basketball, he's going to. Which,
right, which I do NBA, understand
we
that.
We don't see a lot of that, so I'm not going to kill him for it.
No, I just want to make sure that, you know, people aren't being pushed out there. You know, everybody came down on Ben Simmons. Martin, when he didn't want to play in game four, and he said he didn't feel right, right? He woke up and his back was bothering him, and everybody crushed him. And guess what happened? He had back surgery yesterday, right? So all the people were saying he was faking it and jaking it. He was scared to play. Those people didn't come back and say, well, maybe they didn't examine him and maybe they weren't his doctor. All I'm saying is I hope that Embiid is good enough to play, because I don't know, and I go back to the Anthony Davis one of all. How possibly, Martin, was he cleared to play? You remember that scene. Some doctor signed off on him playing basketball? How?
No, I mean, he likely shouldn't have. And if you look at it, probably from that moment, he hasn't really been the same guy since. I know he was on a, I don't want to say he was on a decline, but he had a great performance in the bubble, and he didn't have a not that level of same performance that next year. But then, I mean, this year, you're talking about him, like, is he still in the, he was supposed to take over for LeBron, and that's clearly not happening, at least up in, I mean, if it's going to happen, it hasn't happened yet, right? It's yet to occur. So the thing but with Embiid, I don't, the AD thing, I feel like the lower body is more of an issue. But
he's going to wear a mask, but he could still get hit in that socket again, going for rebounds, elbows. I'm just saying, I get it. He passed the cleared the concussion protocol, right? But I'm saying that's a delicate situation with the eye socket, isn't it? Is there a chance he could get an elbow or get banged or something? I don't know. He's got
course,
a mask.
But that's
on.
Why he's wearing the mask, right? Like if it was, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, just on Wednesday, Chris Haynes was saying on TNT how Joel Embiid couldn't look at his phone to text him back, or you know, Wednesday was the first time he felt like he could look at his phone. And I mean, I get all the whole blue light, black light. That's why they got black light glasses, and you know, my generation is losing their sight at a much faster rate than yours is, because we just grew up with phones. But at the end of the day, if you can't look at your phone, how are you supposed to be able to shoot a free throw?
Yeah, I mean, this is. It's funny, though. I'm going to pick the Sixers in this game only because I think if they don't win tonight, they're not going to win a game. And maybe James Harden shows up, Martin. Maybe the guys, you know, they're back at home. Bench players play better when they're at home in their own beds. And I wouldn't have thought that Miami would sweep them in four games. So I am picking Philadelphia plus. I think Philadelphia plus one. Is that what I have, I think, tonight? In Shekel City, which we'll get to in about 40 minutes or so. But I just hope that this is cool and this is in the best interest of Joel Embiid and not just the best interest of the 76ers because of what has happened in years gone by. I'm very skeptical. I don't think team doctors – I have a problem with people having team doctors, Martin, because they work for the team. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have different motivations. Their motivation may not be or put it like
that.
And
I'm not disrespecting a doctor saying he's gonna but he's getting paid by the team. And I think if a doctor can't get players out on the court soon enough, they go find another doctor.
Well, it's like the NFL, you know, they you had team doctors clearing people for concussions. Now you have the independent concussion specialist, right? With somebody who's supposed to have no motivation or no interest in getting a guy back onto the field or back onto the court. And I can understand that. But I do think at the end of the day, like Ben Simmons, an athlete at the end of the day is going to say whether or not he can go. Right. And we've seen it. We saw Derrick Rose on the bench when he felt like he was ready to go or when the team thought he was ready to go and he didn't feel like he was. There were some interesting reports out of Denver where that might have been the case there. And I think it's pretty clear now that the posturing behind the Nets front office saying, or the Nets stories coming out saying that Ben Simmons was going to play, was the front office trying to pressure him into playing, right? But with Ben Simmons, though, I feel like that's a difference. That's oranges to our apple situation over. We're talking about AD and Embiid. Ben Simmons, yeah. I mean, Well, how did you hurt? We saw AD get hurt. We saw Embiid get hurt. And I'm not denying that Ben Simmons was actually hurt. But if your back was hurt so badly, why? When did it happen? When did you need to get surgery? How long did you sit on your surgery? All of those things are reasons why people are going to roll their eyes at the including Ben Simmons in this part of the conversation.
Yeah, but I just think people need to be careful. Back injuries are very delicate. You could just tweak your back and be hurt. As a person who's dealt with some back issues, I just think people have no idea. If you never experienced, you can't even tie your shoes if you have a bad back. So I just, it's hard for me to question somebody. And Ben Simmons had back issues in college. People don't want to remember that. I don't know why they forget it, but he did.
Well, they forget it because Ben Simmons has been sitting on the bench for 82 games. That's why, I had an ankle issue when I used to play basketball. I don't play anymore. Like, my ankle doesn't hurt as much. That's why.
Yeah, but I think teams know a little bit more than they always let out. But anyway, Embiid is where we are, and I'm going to admit I don't feel that comfortable with them playing. I have no knowledge if he's been cleared. I'm going to go with the doctors and the Sixers, and like you say, the player. If Embiid feels he can play, then I'm going to respect his wishes that he goes out there. I felt like when Anthony Davis did it, he was feeling the pressure. You remember Charles Barkley had called him street clothes, and I think he felt like he had to go out there to prove people wrong, and it just was a mistake. So hopefully we won't have that situation, but we want to hear from you. 877-996-6369 is the phone number. 877-99 on Fox, Game 3 in Philadelphia, the Heat and the 76ers. And the question, are Doc Rivers and the Sixers making a mistake by letting Joel Embiid play tonight in Game 3? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Our telephone number, 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. We're talking about Joel Embiid and the Sixers. He's been cleared. Concussion protocol, and I'm going to wear a mask, and it's ready to play game three as the Sixers are trying to climb out of a 2-0 hole. And we want to hear from you. Is this a mistake by the Sixers? Are they rushing him or no? He's okay. He's got a mask on. It's not the end of the world, and he's going to play through it.
I tell you what, Joel Embiid's got some bad playoff luck. I mean, from the Ben Simmons fiasco last year to now this with the orbital bone, and that's just tough luck. That's tough to see. Let's go to Will in Wisconsin. You're on The Odd Couple. What's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? Absolutely. The Sixers are making the best decision. So is Joel Embiid. And one of the flashback songs that this reminds me of is Living for the City, because that's kind of what Joel is doing, you know, trying to lead his team. Even the way that Joel, you know, when he has his bravado in some of these interviews and stuff, it's Philly style. So Joel going and facing this down here, trying to get his team in position to go deep into the playoffs there. If he feels that he's fine, then it's not even like a KD situation where it's like, hey, man, you know, this injury.
What do you mean? KD got cleared. So did. Yeah. Did you watch Anthony Davis last year?
Yeah.
Was he cleared by the doctor? Was he cleared by the team doctors?
And as far as the information that was out there, he was able to play there. So as far as the medical process, everything there seemed to be in order there. So I just don't think it's one of those situations where – and Anthony Davis, as far as the bodies of these players too, you know, that's another thing, Rob, that comes into this. Joel feels that he's able to play there. And that it's a different sort of injury there from anything lower body, like the other host was saying. Their lower body and concussions, they're two different things. If this were LeBron coming back, we wouldn't have that same sort of feeling. Is it a team mistake? So I know that Joel
has a history of being injured. Yeah. That's what scares me.
Yeah,
okay.
He also got a history of not reaching the NBA Finals, and that's what he's trying to do. Like, I get it. Especially if it's an injury where, you know, like the caller just said, like Will just said, if it's something where, you know, it's not like a twisted ankle that can turn into a hurt knee later on down the line. He's not going to break his other eye socket because he broke this one. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple. What's up, man?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Listen, if I'm the Sixers, I got to push all my chips to the middle tonight. Joel Embiid absolutely has to play because the fact of the matter is the entire franchise hangs in the balance based on this game, and I'm going to tell you why. Look, James Harden is looking at $47 million that he's due. We know if they lose tonight, they're not going to win the series, and he's not getting his money. In terms of Embiid,
what do you mean
himself,
he's not getting his money? They pushed in all their chips and traded. How is he not getting his money? Please tell me what the Sixers are not going to sign him, Andre?
Are you going to give me a max contract for a guy?
I'm asking you, what are they going to do? What are they going to do with James Harden?
You better get him to take a discount so you can bring in another piece, because obviously this thing isn't working. You put your money into Harden. He's 5-for-13 one night, 6-for-15 the other night.
I've been watching.
That's why I'm just saying they need to show well this game. Embiid has to be out there. They need to get this win to get them moving back in the right direction so that everything can be where it needs to be.
I mean, I don't know if the whole franchise is in the balance. I do agree they need to get this win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I need a lot. I need $1 million. I'm not going to get it tomorrow. Like in the 76ers, what they needed to do is not trade for James Harden in this way for Ben Simmons, because you could have got – Ben Simmons was an asset, right? You could have got a lot for him, and now you – like the caller was right. I mean, James Harden is getting his money next year regardless.
He's going to get paid. People think he's not going to – the Sixers have no choice. I just don't understand what people are talking about.
No,
they're going to give up all those assets and then.
Well, he's got a player option for next year, so he's going to opt in. But like at the end of the question is in 2023 going forward. I feel like that's what he's talking about. But at the end of the day, game three in the second round of the playoffs isn't going to determine that.
No. All right, we got one more.
Matthew in Toronto, you're on the Odd Couple. What's going on from north of the border?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Martin, you are spot on. The caller before I was spot on. Joel Embiid absolutely has to play today. It's a must-win game. This is his franchise. After everything that the Sixers have gone through this year, he absolutely has to play.
And if they lose, what will that mean? If they lose the game?
Then at least he went out trying. At least he went out on his shield. And all I'm trying to say is, like Martin said, he made a great point earlier. This is not a lower extremity issue. This is not a knee. This is not like Kevin Durant. This is not like anything that could lead to anything more serious. I understand he can get an elbow, he can get a headbutt, all that stuff. We've seen players in the past, like LeBron, wear a mask and still put up big numbers. So all I'm trying to say is I understand if he can't go the full game, but he's got to show the fans, and he's got to prove it to himself, because just like you said, Rob, he does have a history of getting injured. He hears it all the time.
But doesn't that scare you, though? This is my question, though. Doesn't that scare you in that – you don't want to put him in a situation, and I get it. If he says he's fine and he goes through it, I'm not mad if he plays tonight. But it was like when Doc Rivers had him in the game, up 29 with 4 minutes to go, given his history, right?
I got to push back on this. Doc Rivers is getting all types of credit, getting killed for this. Like, I don't know what NBA y'all watch, but in the NBA, I guarantee you tonight, there's going to be at least one a one or two runs of 15-3, of 17-3 over a span of 2 minutes. I don't kill Doc for having Joel in that game with 4 minutes left in a game. That's still in competition. That game is still in contention.
29.
Yes, it is.
You must be crazy.
You must not have watched Memphis, Minnesota then, because I saw two separate 20-point comebacks. I rest my case.
All right, 20 point is not 29.
It was 40 because they came back twice.
And once they cut it to 9, you could put Joel Embiid back in, but I'm not having my star.
What are you talking about? Once they cut it to 9, you can put Joel Embiid back in. The whole premise of this conversation is that this team's got nothing without Joel Embiid.
No, that doesn't make sense. No, and that's why they're in the situation that they're in.
Because they traded the first overall pick.
It's because they put their star in for the ghost of James Harden.
That's ridiculous. They traded for the ghost of James Harden. And Monstars need to give him his power back. That was a Space Jam joke.
Okay.
Let's go to trending.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And very excited for our next guest, Russell Dorsey from Bally Sports and Stadia. He's also a Stadium MLB insider. And a guy I had the privilege of mentoring and very proud of where his career has taken him covering Major League Baseball. Russell, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Say hi to Martin.
My God, Martin, what's going on, man? Good to be with you guys. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Yes, doing great. So many good things to talk about and baseball going on. And, Russell, let's start here with the New York Mets and what they did last night in Philadelphia. An absolute epic comeback in the ninth inning. We haven't seen anything like this for a long time. Give me your take on the Mets. They're 19-9, best record in the game. This team has something going on.
No, they're for real. They're for real, and they're showing you exactly why they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And if you look at that lineup, there's no easy outs. Like, they acquired a guy in Starling Marte, very under the radar signing this offseason, as he was crucial in that comeback last night. Then you have a guy like Francisco Lindor that you paid $300 million to, didn't have the season that they expected him to have in New York last year, is looking like the guy that they expected when they acquired him from Cleveland. And then you have Pete Alonso. You bring in Mark Canna. You bring in Eduardo Escobar. This is a really deep lineup, guys. But I think what impresses me most about the Mets is it's not just what they're doing offensively. Like, you look up there and down their lineup. Yeah, they got a lot of names. You would expect them to be good with all the money that they pay these guys. But on the other side of the ball, look what they do in their rotation. I think a lot of us thought when they lost Jacob deGrom, they wouldn't be able to have the kind of start that they have. But you bring in Max Scherzer, probably 1A, 1B with deGrom as who's the best starter in the big leagues. Then you have Tyler McGill, a young guy that pitched well from last year, doing the same thing this year. They acquired Chris Bassitt before the season starts. And then you have Carlos Carrasco looking like a vintage version of themselves. So it's a very complete team, and they're showing people why, you know, a lot of people in New York are really excited.
And let me just add this real quick, Martin, for people who didn't see what happened last night. The Mets were down. They were in the ninth inning trailing by 6-plus runs. The last time that they've come back from a game like that, they had lost the previous 330 games trailing by 6-plus runs going into the ninth. First time they came back to win such a game. Pretty impressive.
You know, you just said how the Mets were a really complete team. I want to ask you about probably the most complete player in baseball. You have Shohei Ohtani, had a career best 11 strikeouts last night. He was 2-for-4, or yesterday afternoon, rather, I believe. He was 2-for-4, and those two hits were some of the highest exit velocity in the game. Rich Hill yesterday said he's the best player in the league. Is Shohei Ohtani is he the best player in the league, or is this a novelty? And are the Angels going to be able to kind of keep on top of the AL West as the Astros are still competing?
Okay, I'll start with this first. Is Shohei Ohtani the best player in the league? I think you have to say yes if you look at what he does. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, in baseball that can do what he does. Nobody can go out there and throw 7 innings, strike out 11, hit 99 miles an hour on the gun, and then go be the number three hitter in a lineup and carry a team offensively. Nobody can do that. It was very ironic that the last person to hit third in an order and start a game at Fenway Park was Babe Ruth, because that's who this guy is. And in a lot of ways, better, right? Like, because Babe Ruth didn't pitch for that long. Like, this guy is showing he can be a top-of-the-rotation arm and middle-of-the-order bat. It's fantastic. And to answer your other question on if, you know, the Angels can continue to do this, I hope so. You know, they have all the weapons. They have Mike Trout. They have Shohei Ohtani. They have Anthony Rendon. They have this kid, Taylor Ward, who started to take off and is playing really well as their leadoff hitter.
Yeah, he's been massive.
And their pitching is actually doing really well, which has always been the question mark for the Angels. So it should be them at the top of that AL West. But there's a young team up in Seattle in the Mariners that won 90 games last year that, you know, is a really, really good team. So it's going to be fun in the AL West.
No doubt. Our guest is Russell Dorsey from Bally Sports and a Stadium MLB insider. And you just had an exclusive interview that just dropped yesterday with Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Miami Marlins. Just a fun player, an exciting player. I know he plays second and short. Talk about that, and what did he have to say? Because he plays the game at 100 miles an hour, and I love watching him.
It's a lot of fun watching him, Rob. And when you have the conversation with people around the game about who is the most exciting players in baseball, Jazz Chisholm's name is starting to come up in a lot of those things. Like, he has speed. He has big power. He's a young kid, 25 years old, from the Bahamas, black, something that you and I have talked about for a long time, not having as many black stars in baseball as we used to have, right? And in honor of Willie Mays on his birthday, like, we should talk about that. Like, this is a kid that you want to market if you're Major League Baseball. And I want to talk to interesting people. And he's one of the more interesting people and characters in the game. And so I'm glad I was able to talk to him about where he sees the game going, where he wants the game to go, what he thinks his ceiling is, and also, you know, how his personality and energy and flair. I think a lot of people are scared of that in the game, right? Because I think if you look at baseball, when something's different or new, it's let's push that to the side or shun it, right? He said, I think it's different to people, and so they don't really know how to react to it, but he wants to keep doing that because that's the way he played baseball growing up in the Bahamas, and that's what he knows fans enjoy. So he still wants to continue to do that and do it in a big way in Miami.
No doubt. Here's our last question. Martin, I want to jump in here, the last thing, get your take. We mentioned it. It's Willie Mays' 91st birthday to say, hey, kid, the greatest player of all time. Some people say it's Willie Mays. Some people say it's Hank Aaron. I know Willie Mays did so many things defensively and ran the bases and hit home runs. But I got, as much as that's the case, it's hard for me to look at Hank Aaron's numbers and not think he's right there with, if you take away his 755 home runs, he still has 3,000 hits. He averaged 100 RBIs over 24 major league seasons. There's so many numbers there. And he had a lifetime 305 batting average. Who is the greatest player of all time? Is it Willie Mays or Hank Aaron in your eyes?
It's to me, Rob, Willie Mays, right? When I hear my father talk about baseball, where I get my baseball knowledge and love from, he talks about Willie Mays and seeing him play, watching him on TV with my granddad, the reverence that he speaks about Willie Mays with. And then you just look at how he backed it up. A five-tool player, a complete player, being able to steal bases, drive the ball out of the ballpark. You mentioned it. You could take every home run he ever hit away, and he'd still have over 3,000 hits. I just think what he did as a player cannot be overlooked. There are a lot of great players that played this game, but that is, you know, if Mike Trout's healthy and plays his entire career, maybe there's somebody that contends against him. And that's no disrespect to Hank Aaron either, because Hank Aaron was an
unbelievable player.
Right. Pantheon of all-time greats. But I definitely think when you look at the complete body of work and what he did as a complete player, it has to be Willie Mays.
All right. We appreciate you, man. Russell Dorsey from Bally Sports, man. Always a pleasure, man. I'm going to catch up with you. I'll be in Chicago this summer, my man, and we'll get together and break some bread.
Yes, sir. Always. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt. All right. Appreciate it. I think Jason Kidd listens to The Odd Couple. I'll explain that next. It is The Odd Couple with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Shekel City is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And yes, hour number two, I can't wait. We're going to talk about Draymond Green and him blurring the lines of the media. We'll do all that. But first, it's time for a little Martin Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will happen. Trust me when I say it. But how about this? Last night, I was 3-0 doing all baseball games. 3-0 if you went with me when you cashed out on Shekel City. Tonight, I got a couple baseball, I got a couple basketball games and a baseball game. Best bet, I'm taking the 76ers plus one at home. If Joel Embiid can play the game, I just think that they're desperate. They need to win the game. Otherwise, they'll be swept. I'm just basically going off of that.
Good luck.
I know Lowry's back for the Heat. I know it's good luck. I mean, it's just a gut feel. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, they can't win and the Heat's going to win. But I've seen this happen before. So I'm going to go with the 76ers plus one. Also, the Mavericks. I mean, their defense was abysmal. We'll talk about that. But I'm going to take the Mavericks minus one at home. They're the favorites. The Suns lead 2-0. And then my third one, I guess the game got rained out. So that's not going to work. At the Pirates at the Reds, run total under 8.5. So it will be under 8.5 tonight because they're not playing because of the rain.
Wow, how about that, Rob? I picked the same three games, but we're on opposite sides.
Did you really? The same three?
I picked Miami minus one, and I picked the Phoenix plus one. But I had, I had the Reds.
Pirates over?
I had Pirates minus 1.5. The Reds have lost, like, I think they're 3-23.
Something
19
like that.
Of their 23 losses have been by more than two runs.
Wow. Yeah. All right. And remember, Shekel City, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. We'll see how this thing plays out. Martin, yesterday on the show, Rob G, where are you?
Right here for you, Rob Parker.
Okay, so yesterday, you remember, I was kind of bashing Luka that it's all right to score 35 points and everybody makes a big deal, but what he did defensively, or what I should say, Martin and Rob G, is what he didn't do defensively, and you got a good quote tonight, right, coming from ESPN?
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday you went off saying that there's no way you can win a championship when he's playing that poor defense. And then guys like Andy Firmino, who filled in yesterday, are saying, well, it's up to the other guys, the role players, to play team defense around him. Jason Kidd spoke before Game 3 earlier today. Here's his quote about Luka and his defense. It's not just protecting Luka. He's got to participate. He's got to play defense. There's no secret. They're going to put him in every pick and roll. They did the same thing with Dirk until Dirk participated and stuck up for himself. You can't always ask for help, but you got to participate.
No, that's what I was saying yesterday, Rob G. No, Martin, you saw it. If I'm a team, I would keep attacking him on a pick and roll until he decides to take part and try to defend it.
Well, it's like Rob G just said from Jason Kidd saying, you got to at least have some level of participation. Like,
right.
After a while, you keep getting docked in the head. Are you not going to respond? Like, you're not going to – how many times are you going to get punched in the jaw before you duck or put a hand up, right? Essentially, that's essentially what was happening. They were just pick and roll, punch Luka in the jaw, boom, layup, boom, three-pointer, boom.
It was
dunker. Ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. He gave up 34 points in the second half, you know, on plays where he was involved, and I know everybody's in love with the 35 points, Martin, that he scored, but you can't give up the same number or worse. It negates everything. And I'm not saying he's got to be a stopper. No one's saying that Luka's got to shut down the other team and his opponent or whoever he's guarding. But it can't be that easy. That's like taking candy from a baby.
I think about a guy who has previously been maligned for his defensive problems, right? Steph Curry, who is not—he's not a defensive option. Like, you're never going to put him on your best player as like the answer to try to stop him. But you know what he did in the fourth quarter of that game in Memphis? He stole the ball from John Morant. Stole the ball, blocked a shot, whatever you want to call it. Like, he was there. He was participating. Is he going to get scored on more often than not? Absolutely. But every so often,
but you have to write.
Exactly. Every so often you make that big defensive play and now everybody's sitting back and looking at you be like, okay, dude, you're that guy. But
I better pay attention or he might steal the ball from
exactly.
me. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take him for granted. And I think that's where we are with Luka. I'm not saying the guy can't play, but that was ridiculous. It is refreshing. I'm sure Jason Kidd listening to us on Sirius XM channel 83 and he heard me on my rant
And he was like, you know what? Rob might have something there. You know what? I'm going to have to reevaluate. You think so, Martin?
Well, I know. Maybe you should have ranted about how they got to take Luka's usage rates down a little bit. That boy got to pass the ball. And I know he's getting 8-9 assists a game, but he's got to get it to Dinwiddie and Brunson in a place where they can do something with it. That team was a good playoff team without Luka Doncic.
Yeah, you're right. They played pretty well early on. All right, second hour of the program coming up. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And Draymond Green again, you know. He wants to be Charles Barkley, I guess. So we'll talk about him and the media and all that, plus more. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.